you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist
of Kings.
Welcome to the third and final episode of Lounge January.
I am currently lounging in some Mack Weldon loungers.
Good for you. Oh, look at those. You got to lounge Mack Weldon, the good fabrics. No ads. No ads until, until they pay us.
No ads until they pay us, but...
No, look,
man, they're comfortable.
No sleep till Brooklyn.
Everybody knows.
No ads till they pay us. No rules just right. No effects. No reservations. No vacancy.
No fear.
No fear.
And let's just have fun out there.
Thanks.
I want to say hi and welcome, and thank you everyone for listening to the first two Lounge January episodes, and here's what's going to happen.
Okay.
We are officially going to talk about everything that you can now do to support the show, and then...
This is huge.
This is huge.
This is a huge announcement. Scott, play announcement music. This is huge what Jessica's saying right here.
I'm announcing that we're going to announce all the details finally.
Okay, this is a pre-announcement.
And then we're going to answer a couple more mailbags, and then we're going to do a little mini musical that plays with a different form, and then we might answer one or two more mailbags, and then we out. I just wanted you all to have
the
overview.
That was the... Well, you've opened the book. You just got a full table of contents about what's about to happen here. If this is your first time you've ever listened to this pod, this is wild. But this is an improvised musical podcast where we do improvise a full musical. That's not really what we're doing today, although we kind of are.
Yeah, we will.
We'll get to that in a second. But first, Sleepy Babies, you have been so wonderful to us. We are not launching a Patreon. We are launching something called a Memberful. Memberful allows us to do things that a Patreon doesn't, a la giving you individual downloadable tracks, which is something we want to do. So we have two tiers of...
The official off-book Memberful experience is called Scott. You know, fanfare.
Yeah.
Scott. Oh my gosh, Scott. Oh my gosh, Scott.
Scott, what path did you put up? Scott, what is happening? Scott's waving one finger. Worth it.
Worth it. Always worth it.
The official off-book premium experience is called
Off-Book Clubhouse.
Look,
after we
bought the domain, never doubt Scott. Scott's always right. Never, no doubts for Scott.
No doubts.
No doubts for Scott. With the number four, Scott. No doubts for Scott.
That's his AIM name. Okay, we're really excited. Yes, it does say it's a book club.
It does say book club in the middle of it. We didn't realize that.
We're thrilled
also,
about it, though.
There is an app called Clubhouse. That we didn't realize that too. We don't care though. We're going to keep it. We're sticking with it.
We think it accurately represents how we feel.
It's the vibe.
It's
You're,
the
in
vibe. You're in a clubhouse.
It's in a tree or a castle or the ocean probably.
Yeah.
So
there are two tiers. But what's great about Memberful is that we'll also be able to sell things a la carte to you.
If you can't, if a monthly subscription is like not your thing, totally fine.
Yes, that part is something we're really excited about. We're going to play with putting up one-time things that you can be a part of, and that we think is going to be a better fit for us and the clubhouse and the Sleepy Babies.
So let's talk about the first tier. Scott, can you play me some radical music real quick?
Oh,
oh boy.
Don't doubt Scott. No
right.
Doubts.
The first tier
has a crazy... No, that has a crazy cowbell.
I love the cowbell was good. Oh, okay, I see. Wow! For $5 a month, you can become a... Extremely Sleepy Baby!
Wow! Good.
Excellent. Our first tier is called Extremely Sleepy Babies.
Wow, and for $5 a month, here's what you get as an extremely sleepy baby.
Tell them, Jess.
Oh, you are going to get MP3 downloads. We know it's what you want. So... this site is live. You can go right now. You're going to get sort of a welcome pack of downloads.
It's got a bunch of songs from Lounge January that we thought were bangers. It has that old beat that we used to rap to in every single off book before we got drums. Those are all there for you. It also has, via a recent Facebook poll, it has some pulls of some of our just most asked for songs, not remastered, just pulled out. For your individual listening pleasure. And you're going to get that in the $5 tier when you become an extremely sleepy baby.
Right, so you get a little, you get these welcome songs, and then moving forward, expect one or two pulled from each episode. So you're going to get that. You're going to get, guess what? You're going to get 1 to 2 video recordings.
We're still figuring out video, but it's part of the plan.
You're at least going to get one. We're going to see how easy, you're at least going to get one a month. You'll probably get two. And something I just realized as we test out our setups for video is that I really love taking so many drinks during this episode, during recordings. I was like, oh, should I not?
You're going to get a drink can compilation of us editing together all the times Jessica McKenna drank from drinks.
Oh, it's going to be too mean. Okay, so you're going to get 1 to 2 video recordings a month. You're also
And those will be a full episode,
yes.
By the way. Those will be the full us singing the whole thing through so you can see us pull out our pens and paper and write down all the jokes that we've been pretending to be improvising for all these years.
You're really just going to see me have, you're going to be like, how many different drinks did she?
She's so hydrated.
Okay, you're going to get that.
And the other big thing that you're going to get is the off-book archives currently under Stitcher Premium. The rights to those episodes return to us slowly. As they come back to us, they are going to go to our premium tier first. We know that we have a lot of listeners that really love those episodes, so will we eventually release them on the free feed? Yes. Will it be later? Yes. We want to give those first to the people who are able to support the show, but we also don't want to hold anyone's favorite content back from them. So what is the timeline on that free release? TBD. Also, for the foreseeable future, a lot of that stuff is still in the Stitcher Premium Archives because it's basically 3.5 years from when it was released is when it comes back to us.
Right. So you'll get the $5 and $10 tiers. We'll get those as we get them. And then eventually we'll batch release chunks of them so that all Sleepy Babies have access to all off book.
Also, for $5, as we create new and exciting merch, you're going to get a discount on that merch. Thank you for that. Now, Scott, can you play some...
mystical radical
music? Can you play some mystical music? Play some music where you unravel the deep secrets and forbidden melodies. Yeah, okay.
For $10 a month.
For $10 a month. You can become a baby of infinite dreams.
For the people that are able to support us at $10 a month, our highest tier, thank you from the bottom of our hearts, you're going to get everything that we mentioned in the first tier.
But let's say it again really fast. You're going to get the welcome pack of downloads. You're going to get 1 to 2 full video recordings of an episode. You're going to get the archive episodes as the rights come back to us.
You're going
to
get
all of those things.
You're also going to get a slightly bigger discount on merch as it comes. You're also going to get... both tiers get advanced notifications of live shows when we do them. This $10 tier, you're going to get free tickets to any virtual live shows that we do.
And that would include if it was like Every Place I Cry. So any virtual show that we are hosting,
We will get you a ticket too for free.
For free, if you're able to support us at $10 a month.
Right.
And you will also get, this is a slight launch delay, we apologize, but you will also get access to an ad-free feed.
That's right. Our hosting platform has assured us that either at the end of this month or early next month, they will be able to provide that service. So that will be there for you. And if it's not, then it will be soon after that. We don't have a ton of control over that, but that will eventually be an ad-free feed.
And then you know, this is going to be the place where we're also just randomly going to drop in
fun bonus stuff
fun
that we
bonus
do.
Fun bonus stuff that we do.
For example, something we've already put together is a little thing that we like to call, now that's what I call Sound Checks Volume 1, which is possibly the most insane thing that we have ever put together, but it is a bunch of our sound checks from the first 101 episodes of Off Book in sort of this massive, wild supercut.
And it's there now.
It's there now.
To welcome you to the $10 tier, Sleepy Baby of Infinite Dreams. So that's it. It's a memberful Off Book Clubhouse. The links will be in all the socials.
But yeah, offbookclubhouse.com will send you where you need to go. We should say the main thing that you get on both of those tiers is that you are making the show happen. All this other stuff is sort of like thank you gifts that we are giving to you, but it was important to us to not make a ton of paywalled content, because really what we want to feel you to feel like you're doing is ownership over the creation of this show, because we literally now cannot do it without you. You're what keep the keys on Scott's piano,
the drinks
in Jessica's hand.
Yes. We don't want to undersell how important you are to the continuation of the show. So thank you for all the support we've received so far of just interest in this next stage. It's really meant a lot to us. We are
very excited about this next step. We hope you will join us if you can. If you can't become a member, you can always just tell someone about the show. That's always helpful. We love you
really
all. We're excited for this.
It really is helpful to try to spread the word about the show. I know that maybe you think at this point, this old podcast, but it really is true. We do still get new listeners and we love welcoming them into the fold. And
yeah,
it's really helpful.
Go review us on iTunes and stuff. But hey, let's get into some listener questions that we weren't able to get to last time.
That was beautiful, Scott.
That was really pretty, Scott. Can you keep playing it, actually?
It's making me feel nice.
Jess, can you sing some nice things while I find a good thing?
On my desk,
okay,
there's
the
now a small plant.
We're good. What a good plant. What kind of plant is that? Scott, keep playing.
I don't know, but it's doing well. I think soon I might have to put it in a bigger pot. But I like it, it's small and quaint, difficult to nurture. It ain't just a very small plant, but growing bigger every day. Just a moment where I wanted to say thank you, small plant.
Today's episode of Off Book brought to you by the small plant on Jessica's desk.
The more you plant.
The more you plant. This question comes from Lauren. How would y'all recommend keeping with music and singing after graduating college or high school? There's a longer message here that I'm not going to read all of, but I just graduated high school in June, so it's very weird to going from having sung every day since age 8 to basically nothing since I'm not studying anything in the fine arts world. This is a great question, and particularly during the quarantine when Jessica and I don't perform live or tour live like we would like to or have all the live shows that we do at UCB, this podcast has been, for us, such an important way of, like, having an excuse and a reason to keep singing all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I really, I feel for you. I know that it's a really tough time to, like, join a choir. And, but I think, you know, I am really inspired by people, like, having fun with music on social media. I feel like that.
All those sea shanties that were happening on TikTok.
Yeah, and I two nights ago watched the entire Ratatouille musical, and I think there are fun things that that can keep you in touch with music. Yes, I know she talked about driving in her car sometimes not enough, but honestly, it's still really helpful for me. Singing in the car, singing in the shower, singing around the house.
There's all sorts of things, like chemical things that happen in your body when you, I mean, in general, but also when you...
Science talk!
There's things happening to my body. When I sing. No, but when you sing, you it's like such a... For me, it's such a dopamine kick. Thank you for that. Neurons firing when you sing all of the notes.
Dendrites growing when you practice your scales.
Your eyes shooting lasers when you hit that high C. I'm going to combine this, though, with asking another question, which is, how are we recording with no latency right now? Can I out the program that we're using?
I think it's been good enough that we can now vouch for it.
So the way that we are doing this is we're using Zoom for video, but we're all muted on Zoom, and we were recording our audio through a free online program called Jamulus.
Well, sorry, quick sidebar. We are not recording our audio.
We're actually not recording through Jamulus, but we are syncing each other up through Jamulus.
We are using a great free downloadable app called Jamulus.
Feels like it's going to be a virus when you open it. Your computer's like, actually, I don't want
to
install this.
You have to unlock all kinds of privacy settings, protection settings, but it's been great. We've used it now for a few months. I would say maybe going on like 3-ish or 4 months transitioning to this from another one that was good on latency, but was just ever so slightly still there. So this has been great. It's you make a little room. Now it is completely open, which means that we can have random people from Finland try to get in our music session, which has happened.
Now everyone in Offbook is going to download Jamulus and try to find the... I mean, you would have to get so lucky to log on literally when we are recording.
And I will say, we do a thing where we mute and solo, so we can't hear
the people that come in.
But it is a great website if you like making music with your friends. If you're a musical improviser,
yes.
It is a great way to sing with people. So
choirs use it, which was why I brought this up
right
now.
So it's a tough time because you can't be singing in a room with people, but Jamulus has allowed us to get as close to that as anything else we've found. And Brett has really scoured the internet, and we've tried a lot of different versions, and this has been so far by far the best.
It's been great. Now is also a great time to pick up an instrument if you have access to like learning a new thing.
You can learn some simple open chords on a ukulele and just sing with yourself. And it obviously singing with other people has its own joys, and that's like a tough thing that we're missing right now. And I feel for you, that transition of this being a big part of high school or college and how do you continue it on. But I think two things: don't be afraid to put yourself out there and get creative and vulnerable, get some friends on a Jamulus and all sing around, or also
get in Jamulus, do a sea shanty,
yeah.
Send it to us.
Yes. And also don't be afraid, don't discount that, like Zach said, a lot of that neurological benefit is still happening when you're in your car, your shower, alone with a ukulele. Like, it will still
inches
give you...
away from the nearest person, the person you're quarantined with. Just scream into their ear.
I mean, I do it all the time.
Yeah, my wife.
I literally
loves
it. This morning was like, "Don't you love being married to someone who sings at you all the time?
Constantly making up songs about the cats, and it's dinner time." Dinner, dinner, feed me the dinner.
Morgan just classically just tries to not react. He's just like sitting there doing work, and I'm like right up next to him just singing.
He's trying to discourage the behavior that...
Well, he's trying to just be neutral about it.
Have I brought this up on the pod? Nicole has become... Nicole is not like a capital S singer, but she, by living with me, has become... like extremely good at what I would call musical improv of like making up rhyming songs off the fly.
I'm not surprised.
I'm like, damn girl, this is my thing. Why are you good at this now? Anyway, it's good. I want to have one more question that maybe will lead us into a song that maybe will then lead us into an ad break. And then we'll do our cool other form we're talking about.
I love it.
This one, and I apologize in the pronunciation. It's from Darlene from Wilmington, who we actually met, who gave us macarons
time. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I think also they have a literal sleepy baby.
They did. I think she was pregnant when we met her and has since had that baby.
That's so great. And, well, I think they also had another baby at home. Well, they're a lovely sleepy might baby be, fam. Maybe,
anyway, they got,
anyway,
they
we
got
love
baby.
You.
We love you. Thank you for these questions.
And the macarons.
What is something you wish you were good at? Like, if you could magically be an expert, Matrix style, you're like, mm-hmm. now you know Kung Fu.
Tennis.
Tennis?
Mm-hmm.
Tennis.
Mm-hmm. I wish I was, because I wish that I was good at something that brought, that was physical exercise that brought me joy. Because then I would have, like, I don't have really, now that I can't, I don't like play on a soccer team, and it's very, it takes up a lot of, the things that I like doing that are good exercise are a very short list. And a lot of them, I do feel limited by the fact that I'm not that good at them. Like, I like doing yoga, but I'm not excellent at it. And so I like...
Yeah, you haven't... you can't, like, do the splits and then transcend to, like, also, an ethereal plane of existence.
It's also not... Yoga, it can be social. Like, you can go to a class with a friend and then, like, talk afterwards. But it's not inherently social. It's actually pretty personal. And I would like to be good at something physical that could be social. Also, my husband plays. Everyone in his family plays. It'd be nice to be like, hey, this Saturday, let's go play tennis.
I'm very bad, but can we start playing tennis? I want to play tennis. Okay, we're going to play tennis.
Great.
Thank you, Darlene. We're going to go for getting us to play tennis. Mine might actually be Kung Fu. Sorry.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, I think that makes sense because, yes, I could be like, I'd love to be a good coder. Like, that would be awesome. But if I think about what would really improve my life, it's having something physical that I'm decent at so that I like doing it.
The other one for me, which is similar to the like of what superpower could you have, would be like speaking all languages.
Oh,
speaking and understanding all languages.
Oh, that's good.
Is so cool.
I like that.
Me.
That's a great answer.
I've been like low-key on Duolingo trying to like brush back up my Spanish and... diving into Japanese in the way that traditionally people named Zach, who are white, have to learn Japanese at some point to fulfill a horrible anime stereotype. But it's like, I don't know. It's been really cool to look into a language that does not use our alphabet.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Which has been like running a different part of my brain that's been very cool.
That's cool.
But I do want to do a song about the tennis matrix. If you have a second, Scott. If you have the time.
If you have the time.
If you could just please give us the time.
If you have the time.
Download.
Match, set, point.
Love, set, point. Love, match, set, point. Love, match, set, point. Advantage.
I don't know how to serve, and I don't have a backhand or a fore.
Backhand or a fore.
I don't know how to brush the net. I don't have those skills anymore.
Don't have them anymore.
But you gave me a blue pill, and a pill that was yellow like the ball. And you told me take the yellow pill if you want to unlock it all.
Match, set, point. Match, set, point. Match, set, point. I served all this tennis information right into my brain. And now I'm like Roger Federer, and I'll never ever be the same.
Just a Swiss man with a good watch deal and two sets of twins. I'm shocking everybody with the info I know about him.
Tennis Matrix. Welcome to the Tennis Matrix. Morpheus is here, but he teaches you about serves. And he gives you all the tennis trophies you deserve.
And also, Naomi Osaka is here. Man, I love everything about her.
There's a plug that goes in the back of your neck, but it doesn't teach you kung fu. You're just good at tennis as heck.
And then Serena Williams and Coco Gauff are like, you don't even need this. Let me tear it off.
You're good at running on clay. You're good at running on grass. You're good at playing doubles, making a tennis pass.
Did you think that Nadal had those weird tics? Those aren't ticks, those are signs of the Matrix. Every time he wipes his brow and picks his butt, he's saying, I know what's up, oh, I know what's what. He's already inside the Dennis Matrix.
He's already inside the Dennis Matrix. He's inside the Dennis Matrix. In the Dennis Matrix. Well, I know tennis.
Keanu, I had no idea you were so good at tennis.
Well, I know tennis. We'll be right back after this break.
After this serve.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We hope you all learned tennis in that moment.
I'm sure you all learned tennis. You all went on offbookclubhouse.com and you subscribed. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for doing
thank
that.
Thank you.
That was so nice of you.
Oh, we should say that for the first 100 subscribers.
Oh, that's right.
To the first 100 subscribers to the $10 tier, to the tier of Sleepy Baby of Infinite Dreams, we're going to create a one-time special song of your 100 names.
With all of your names in it.
So get signing up. Oh, maybe you'll have to edit this out. We think we can figure out how to gift subscriptions.
I don't think you'll have to edit that out.
Great.
People were asking for the ability to get a subscription for someone else. We're going to offer 6 month and year gift subscriptions that you can buy for someone else at the $5 or $10 level. As soon as I figure out how to do it on the website that I had to build. So if it's broken, it is my fault and I will try to fix it and make it good. But Offbook sort of owns the entire means of Offbook production. Offbook is now a communist operation, or a socialist operation, let's say.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like
What, it always has been?
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah. I'm like not totally sure how different that is, but
it
I support you.
Different.
It feels different because Zach is doing a ton more work than Zach's ever had to do before.
In his life.
I don't mean that. I mean specifically on this show.
That is true.
And if you're like, Jess, what the heck are you doing? Fair point. And I'll say,
first of all, don't talk about my friend Jessica
please,
that
first
way.
First of all, don't talk about
Jessica. Don't talk about my friend Jessica that way. She brings a lot to the table. Zach needed something in his life that he could control and do in a moment of cosmic uncertainty. And that thing became building Offbook Clubhouse.
And Jess was very grateful and appreciative.
It all worked out.
It all worked out. Okay, so that's something. So the first 100 infinite Dreamers. Mm-hmm. We'll get that song.
Babies of Infinite Dream.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're gonna do a little musical form of a La Ronde, which is an improv form. If you know it, cool.
If you don't know it, here's anything you need to know. It starts with two characters. One of them leaves. Someone else comes in. And there's only two at a time, and it just sort of cycles like that.
It's like a round robin tournament, kind of.
So we're going to do that.
We're going to do that.
But we need a place to start, and maybe the place to start is going to be from another listener question.
That's a great idea.
Hey, thanks. Here's one from Liam. Imagine the headline is pandemic over. Everything can go back to normal. Well, it never will, but it'll be a new normal, Liam. What is the first thing you do to celebrate?
I have a dance party, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely dancing and just being very close to
just
people.
Being like sweaty in like club style near people.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing drinks.
I don't ever need to share a drink again.
We're gonna lick each other's drinks because we haven't been able to sell it. No, I'm with you. There is a little bit of, I think, like germophobia that will be for the rest of all of our lives.
Yeah, we'll just be like, I guess I don't need to sip that same drink, but maybe not. It depends on which friends, I guess.
Maybe we'll just bring a bunch of straws everywhere so we can do fun, like we'll all order different drinks, but we all have our own straws.
Yeah.
Man, I miss tiki bars.
Hey, come here. I got a booth. It's like so hard to get a booth here.
I can't find any seats.
No,
what did you say?
I got a booth.
I'm so angry.
No.
We can't find anywhere. Oh, wait. What's this?
Spencer, I found a booth.
Oh, man.
I feel a little bad just having two of us in a booth, but
no.
Hey. I just try to, well, if it gets really crowded, we can stand back up.
Brenda, when there is a booth, you got to just take the booth.
I don't know. Don't you do a little math when you look at a room to see if you are really deserving of the booth? Don't you say, oh, wow, it's actually a birthday party of eight. Maybe they should have that instead of me. Isn't that their fate? Is the booth really for you?
Is the booth really for you?
Taking up a seat for six with just us two.
Is the booth.
Is the booth for you?
You're saying look at it from the point of view of the host, who's gonna have a bunch of people coming in to sit later and doesn't wanna have to make them ghosts. Because there's two people squatting at a table that is clearly designed for more. But there's two of us, and I would say at maximum, this booth can seat four.
So that booth really
is for you. I'd say this booth is for you. It's a quarter past two. The booth is really for you. Some people think the best time to drink at a tiki bar is late, late at night. But I think two in the afternoon makes the drinking feel so right.
If you want that rum punch to feel like it's just in reach, go when the sun is still the sky to make you feel like you're at the beach.
The booth is really for you.
It's really for you.
And the time is two.
And it's especially for you at two.
At two.
The booth.
The booth is for really for you.
I'm going to go see the patio really quick. Now that I remembered that it's still sunny out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go scope.
It's sort of rainy out. It's nice.
It'd hold be the like, booth. Like, no,
it's
you hold
covered,
the booth.
Isn't it, though?
You hold the booth. I'm going to go out.
I'll hold the booth.
Hold the booth. I'm going to go out to the patio to see if there's like, to see if there's a seat out there.
Don't be too long, only because one person at a booth meant for four is a little rude. Like, I should be waiting for the bar.
It's actually terrible.
But yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Oh, hey, sorry. I don't know. This is not like a smoking patio.
Oh, it's okay. You're okay.
I can go out. No, it's
no,
like,
you're already
what's
outside.
The, what's the cat? No, I'll go on the other side of the fence.
No, sir, you're fine.
I think this is legally the law in California. Actually, I need to be more than
10 feet from the door, five feet from the door. But honestly, I was just sort of like scanning. I didn't mean to land on you.
No, that's okay.
Did I land on you?
You did.
I'm so sorry.
But there's a lot of empty seats out here. But people, yeah. I know you want to ask. What is that big pink cigarette?
Well, I guess, when I did kind of, you know, I was like, oh, there, I guess I'm here with my friend, and I thought that the patio would be crowded because it's the drizzle's kind of going away and the sun's coming out. And I thought, oh, people are out having a Sunday fun day. There's going to be a lot of people on the patio. But I guess two is classically like a doldrums part. People have had a drunk brunch. Now they must nap.
Yeah, no, right now it's just Sergio and his big pink cigarette.
So, Sergio, I guess I do need to ask, what's the deal with that big pink cigarette?
Yeah, a fair question. Well, first of all, the reason I was smoking it so blasé in here is because between you and me, it's not a real cigarette.
Oh, that's a fun twist.
Yeah. It's, well, how do I put this?
How do you put this?
Some people say smoke 'em if you got 'em in the month of summer and winter and fall, sometimes call autumn. But some people only want the effects, but they don't want to actually smoke a nicotine cigarette. So they take a big piece of pink construction paper and they roll it into a big cigarette. It's just a big pink piece of construction paper, so you don't get the nicotine, but you do get respect.
I guess that now I see that that's the rolled up paper. I regret I didn't see it sooner, just later. And I understand, and honestly, you looked cool. No part of you, Sergio, looked like a fool.
With my big pink piece of construction paper.
Oh, the confidence.
Big pink piece of construction paper.
To straight up suck on some paper.
If people go away, don't know what's going on, they're talking about it later, 'cause it's a big pink piece of construction paper.
Now wait, Sergio, there's something that I now gotta know.
Tell me, what is it, what is it?
How are you still making smoke?
Well, that is an excellent question. Your eyes are open wide. It's a big construction paper with a tiny smoke machine inside. I got it from magictricks.com. It's a smoke cube and it makes smoke from dusk till dawn. It takes a little tiny cartridge and the thing is no joke. And if you put it inside a piece of construction paper, it just looks like smoke inside my big pink construction paper. My big pink piece of construction paper. I will say the smoke's not meant to be exhaled, and it does have a weird flavor in this big pink piece of construction paper. And I sometimes doodle on the side.
Cool.
I'll draw like a zebra or a motorcycle on the side of it.
That's neat. I'm going to go back inside because I think it's still too drizzly. But yeah, nice to meet you, Sergio.
No, that's okay. I'm actually about to hop this railing and sort of walk on down the street, see if I can get more people to talk to me about my big pink cigarette.
Okay. Bye.
See ya. Oh, I didn't get your name.
Brenda.
Hey, Brenda. I'm Sergio.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Ooh.
Yep.
Hey, mister.
Yeah?
If I show you the coolest trick I can do on these Heelys, will you sneak me out a tiki drink?
Wait a minute. Listen, you little precocious kid I found outside this tiki bar.
Yeah.
You want me to... How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
I think, well, let's be clear, you're under 21.
Yeah.
20?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, I have less of a sort of moral quandary about this. If you were... I was... Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
What's a 20-year-old doing wearing Heelys?
What do you mean? They're awesome. They're heels. Listen, they're wheels in your heels.
Take it from me, a guy who knows what's cool. And that's a big pink piece of construction paper rolled up.
Are you telling me that cool. As a 20-year-old, when sometimes I have to park very far away from my history classes, that I shouldn't be using wheeled shoes to get to campus?
Let me ask you, when you sort of wheel by your teenage compatriots in the quad, on the street...
Why would I care about teens? I'm a sophomore. Those teens are freshmen, fresh meat. I don't care about them. I'm a cool sophomore.
Okay, but you're still a teen.
No, I'm 20.
You're a sophomore in college.
What do you think 20 is?
It's been so long since I've thought about when kids are in school. Yeah, you're absolutely in college.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'd actually be a junior.
Yeah.
Actually, you might be a senior sometimes.
Sometimes. I happen to not be. I'm in the back half of my sophomore year, and I'm 20 years old.
All right.
It's currently May. I'm 20. I turned 20 in February. Well, if you want the whole saga.
I don't. I really don't. I will take your name, though.
Clarks.
Listen, Clarks. This only illustrates my point even further. When you are Heelying through the college quad and you're sort of collegiate people.
No, man, that's where you're freaking wrong.
Okay.
What's your deal, pink cigarette guy?
Well, you haven't really let me get to my point, but yeah, what are you going to say?
I'm just saying you're wrong.
Okay.
I can see where you're going. I knew the path you were walking, that somehow the information that I'm in college makes it even weirder. But that's not true. That's where you're wrong. College is where you find your people and belong. So, yes, when I was in high school, they may have gossiped and laughed. But now I get so many high fives when I heel past. They say there goes Heely Clarks. There goes Heely Clarks. Amazing that a sophomore could make his mark. There goes Heely Clarks.
I guess I never thought about it from the point of view of you. You found a thing that you enjoy and you think is fun to do. So it doesn't really matter even if they didn't like it. But it seems like they do like it, and they think it's cool and they do like it.
Everyone in college gets to try out their new persona.
Sure.
There's something that they've always liked, and they finally like to own it. Like, I have a friend Ben who never wears shoes, and I have a friend Mary who jumps in every fountain, which out of the single one she passes.
When they see you in the quad or in the fountain park, they sing, there goes Heely Clark. So you found your thing. Are you sure that this is it?
No, that's the best thing. I can just quickly quit and be like, now I'm Cape Clark's. Now I'm Clark, she makes canapes. I can pick a different thing any day.
Kid, for you, I will commit, I think, a felony.
You think it's a felony, really?
No, it's not a federal crime. You know what? We don't need to get too into it because I'm not gonna get caught. I'm just gonna go in there. I'm gonna get a tiki drink. I'm gonna come out. I'm gonna put it back on the on this table out by the patio. And if it sort of disappears,
that's right. That's exactly what I'm looking for, my guy. Thank you so much. If it sort of goes away, now listen. I know this is weird because you're doing me a favor already, but like, if it could be sort of more of a pineapple forward.
Oh, one. I was gonna. Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna drink it. I don't care what it is.
Yeah, if, I would prefer a pineapple forward one.
Okay, let me look at the menu here.
Like, I don't want a Singapore sling. I love it, but that's not what I'm in the mood for right now.
How's this one? This they got one called the Barbados Bomb.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Okay, I'll go ahead and hit that. Clarks! Clarks!
Oh my gosh, what?
Look! There's this fountain over here. Mary. I didn't know you were going to be out here.
Mary, get out of that fountain. No, don't get out of that fountain. I celebrate you.
Splish, splash. Fountain time.
Mary. Mary. You're so funny.
Did you get the drink?
I'm working on it, yeah.
Because I want to do the fun thing where we all, it's like a pool party, but there's no pools in the neighborhood. So I figured we'd get in this fountain and drink drinks from the tiki bar.
Mary, oh my gosh. I know that like, my generation doesn't even know what a manic pixie dream girl is. And also, if we did, we'd be like, ew, we're over that. Mm-hmm. But you feel like that's what you are for me.
Yeah, I mean, picture the haircut from Amy Poehler's character in the movie Inside Out, right? Same color.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A blue pixie cut.
Yep. I guess there was an easier way to say that.
But the way that you said it was
That's how I want to say it. Splish, splash, fountain time.
The way you said it was, man, there's something about Mary.
Thank you. I feel like I just have my own sort of perspective on the world. And that's how all the information that I take in gets filtered through.
I know. I think that's how everyone is. And I love that you just own it.
Gotta live my truth, you know? Like this morning, for example. Came down the stairs and it was breakfast time and she wanted a bite of something good in a cereal bowl. But we didn't have Fruit Loops, so we only had Rice Krispies, and that felt too much like an average mold. So I took all the Rice Krispies and I threw them in the sink, and I took a bunch of food coloring and mixed it together, and they all turned brown because I didn't separate the colors. But I had a bowl of Rice Krispies like no other. There's something about me.
There's something about Mary.
And the way I live life is.
There's something about Mary.
Positivity.
There's something about Mary.
And creativity.
There's something about Mary.
Some people think a bicycle is a thing you ride around. I think of a bicycle as a fun little thing on a giant's crown. A bike can be a hat if you think a bike is a hat. And a cat can be a dog if you don't call it a cat. And a splash in every fountain, and a jump off every stair, and a sleep under the banister, and a slide down every chair. And a drink every milkshake from the bottom to the top. And if you ever tell me to do the Macarena, I will never stop. I'm Mary.
There's something about Mary.
Extraordinary.
Something about Mary.
Intolerant to dairy.
There's something about Mary.
But I drink milkshakes anyway.
There's something about
to swim in the fountain.
Something about you.
Fountain time.
Something about you.
About Mary.
Wait, Mary, I just remembered. You're 21, girl. Will you go in and just get us a drink? I'll meet you on the patio.
It did occur to me, but it's so much more fun to watch you steal one from the strange man.
Well, go get your own and we'll switch. We'll use our straws that we keep on our keychain to try samples from each other's.
That's right. How do you feel about I was gonna say the Barbados bomb, but I feel like you got that one.
That's
already.
What I got already, yeah.
Okay. What's another good here's
do you wanna
one.
Get a grog?
I want to get, I was going to get the grog. Grog is always like, I want it because it's the pirate drink, but then I taste it and it's actually too much for me.
Okay.
How about the Rum Tum Tugger, which is a Cats the Musical themed tiki drink that's got a lot of rum.
Oh, Mary, you get that Rum Tum Tugger.
Rum Tum Tugger is a curious drink. Okay, I'm going to go in and get it.
Welcome, sweetheart.
Hi. Ooh, I like your vibe.
Oh, yeah. I get that a lot.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is... I've heard about you. This is your place.
This is my bar.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Tiki chain. Is that a pun on keychain?
Tiki chain?
Yeah.
No, I was just hoping that one day it would be a chain.
You were hoping that it would be a chain of tiki bars, so you called it tiki chain?
Yeah.
I mean, that's honestly like pretty, I'm a communications major. That's actually pretty good branding.
Well, I appreciate that you even found just another like fun play on words.
Yeah. So you're Susan, right?
Yeah.
The person that owns Tiki Chain.
Yeah.
Is there, by the way, another one or is it just the one?
Nah, it's just the one. Yeah. I got sort of ahead of myself there with the old name. But you know what? There's still time. I got, I'm a young 72 and I think I was going to say
you look great.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, you know, when I was stationed in Hawaii for a time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I have quite a life story.
What? Do you mind if I ask?
With the Navy.
Oh, okay. Not for any war in particular, just you were just serving with the Navy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you still get stationed, you know, when you're in the Navy.
Yeah, for sure.
In the Navy, and I was down in Hawaii, and then I was, well, obviously I was born in Boston, obviously, and then I assumed, but I also didn't want to,
like, you never know where people's parents are from. Well, then
also my father's from New York, so sometimes it gets a little confusing. Boy, a Yankees and a Red Sox household, can you believe it?
Oh, so contentious.
Oh, so contentious. We have one of those flags. It's like a dividing house. Oh, it was fun.
That's fun. It's fun to have sort of like fun conflict like
fun
that.
Fun conflict.
That's what sports are for, so we don't have to fight about real things.
Yeah. Sports are for a little tit-a-tat, a little what is that, a little I scream at you, but when we're done screaming, I don't hate you, and the screaming is all through.
Sports are for when you scream at people that you do not know, like, what are you doing? Hit the ball, you absolute coward, and then you all go home and it's fine.
And sports are for something to talk about with the family you rarely see, but they're nice, safe little topics, but they can still have a little passion, you see.
I guess when it comes down to it, I've never been more sure. Sports are for a safe version of war.
Sports are for saying, come on, Brady. And then one day saying, I miss Brady. And then still secretly rooting for Brady. Oh, good job with those Buccaneers.
Sports are for King later. I can't believe that he was doping. He's brought so much shame on the legacy of the championships of the Oakland Athletics.
Sports are for saying, hey, you guys, what up? About last night's game, and you can still talk about the game without knowing the guy at Duncan's name.
Sports are for not knowing the name of the shortstop, but really feeling like he leaves it all on the field. And even though he doesn't do great hitting, he's like the cut of his hair.
Oh, we've never been more sure. Sports are a safe version of war. If we could put it all on the floor, then maybe it would be a helpful cure. Sports are for.
Sports are for.
Sports are for.
Sports are for. You go on and on and on and on about the legacy of Jordan versus LeBron. And that's what
sports are for. Sports are also for. You always know what to buy someone who likes a tea, but you don't know anything else about him, so you can still get your brother a thing of the team that he likes because you know that one thing.
And that's what sports are. Sports are for when your friend used to be a fan of the Phillies, but many of the Phillies are now Dodgers. So you get them a Dodgers jersey with the name of one of the Phillies, and that's
what sports are. Sports are for. Sports are for.
Bring it home, Susan. Okay, I have a rum tum tugger.
Oh, sure, sweetheart. I was making it this whole time. Sorry, I just assumed this is what you'd like.
Because I'm wearing the Cats the Musical t-shirt.
I took a wild guess. Hey, excuse me, sir. Booth for one guy? Come on.
No, my friend, she should be coming back soon. But yeah, no, I'm totally with you. We were sort of trying to make that mental calculation in our own heads.
You did a scan and did the math?
Yeah, it didn't seem like there was a, but yes, absolutely.
Okay, cool. No.
I'll come stand by the bar and then available when she's come back.
Listen,
we'll
it's only 2:15. We're not gonna get a rush till the game's on. So you're fine. I just like honestly just this check in has made me feel.
Oh, who's playing today?
In the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the old, it's the Celtics versus the Nets.
Can you believe it? Man, what a contest that's going to be.
That's going to be quite the contest.
That's going to be quite the contest.
Can I get you anything?
Yeah. Let me get a painkiller.
Okay.
And, I don't know what she wants. Oh, you know what I do know, though? She loves, house specialties that are like only here, but I know that she's had the rum tum tugger and the Bombay bomb.
Okay. Make her a little something else. I can make her a little, I'm going to make her something I only make every once in a while. It's the Noma Gasiapara.
Oh, what's that?
A famous shortstop.
Yes, but sorry, what's in the drink?
Oh, no. The key about the Noma is you never say what's in the Noma.
What's the name of the baseball player?
Noma Gasiapara.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
I think she'll like, wait, sorry. Does it have condensed milk in it?
No.
Then you're good.
Great. Do you know he's married to Mia Hamm?
That's, I don't know enough about him for the second thing to mean anything to me.
Do you know?
Who's the second person?
You don't know Mia Hamm?
Who's Mia Hamm? It's like when you come into an Italian restaurant and you don't know what you want to eat, but you know you do want pork, and someone's like, "What can I get this guy?" And I go, "Get me a ham," like that.
No. She's
that would be insane.
She's sort what of a mean? She's a seminal soccer player. She was the captain of the 1999 World Cup winning team.
So that's a sports couple right there.
Power sports couple.
He's a shortstop. She plays soccer.
Man,
what a contentious household that is. They're all talking about what's the better sport.
She's like, come on, get out of here with all those games you play. And he's like, come on, get out of here with that low score.
And then she's like, you can't just hit the ball with your foot, you coward. You need a big bat to do it, that little ball. And he's probably like, you need the ball to be so big?
Yeah. I think we both understand the way they talk to each other.
Yeah, that's probably how they do it.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
This isn't a date. This is actually like a friend question. But like, is it weird if you had a friend and that friend asked you to open a business with them? Like, is that weird? Is that too much? You seem like you're a business owner, right?
I'm a business owner, yeah.
And I guess it depends on the business.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. I mean, I gotta say, it definitely depends on the business.
Okay. I mean, you tell me then if you think a girl of around my age would be interested in this kind of business.
Oh, you're gonna ask the friend. I thought the friend had asked you and you were kind of dealing with it.
No, I'm debating if it would be weird to ask her to.
Okay, great.
To
lay it on me. You're lucky it's 2:17. Normally, I'm crushed behind the bar, you know.
Yeah. Little tiny flags that you carry around.
No.
And you put, okay.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Okay. Little tiny flags with numbers that you carry around, and you sell them to restaurants, and restaurants put them on tables depicting the number of people that you need to have to sit at that table. It takes the guesswork out of whether or not you should feel bad taking an open spot. I guess it doesn't have to be flags. It could be like the little metal triangles with numbers on them. Now that you mention it, that would probably be much easier than flags. I honestly haven't thought through this business idea a ton, but I know that she's good at business and I want to start one. I want her to be my business partner, and I don't have a business yet, but she's a business partner. She's so good at business, I bet, and I know that I want to sort of get her ideas. I gotta think harder if she would be my business partner.
Yeah, I think, you know, just go from there. Just say, hey, I think we share a lot of good ideas and similar working abilities, but I wouldn't go with the flag thing, because I think you want to leave that up to the restaurant and the host to sort of, like, make determinations based on time of day and crowd flow, and I think it's one additional thing for them to sort of, like...
That's a good...
Also, a lot of service industry is about sort of, like, keeping those things hidden from the customer,
and I think... You don't want to see the code behind the website, I understand.
Yeah, but,
well,
you know,
I
good
think
luck.
You're right. I'll just sort of like, let me take those drinks and go ask her.
Hey, oh, I was just coming in.
Oh, hey.
Hey, sorry.
We still have the booth.
Still kind of drizzly out there.
Oh, no, that's all good.
Sorry.
Here, Brenda, this one's for you. What's this one called?
It's Noma Gassiapara.
He's married to...
Mia Hamm, yeah, everyone knows that.
A soccer lady. Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, no.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, of course.
Is this like an embarrassing question?
Spencer.
And it's not about tiny little flags. The
Why
tiny
would I
little
think
flags.
It's about
I
tiny
don't know.
Little
I just
flags.
Wanted to say that it's not about tiny little flags.
Okay, yes. Why would I think that?
It's just you're so good at business. And I was thinking, my God, what is this? The perfect opportunity to get her input. Do you want to be a business partner with me? I haven't thought about the business yet. I will do that
later.
Quickly and later. But I figured I would get your input on what a good business is, because you're good at business and you're good at biz.
Yeah, sure.
Sweet.
Yeah. We'll just have to think through what's best, but we should have like a blue sky brainstorm. But just on the idea of working with you, what if we made tiny little flags that you could carry?
Now that was similar to my first idea.
But the flags say tiny messages, and we just put them all around the world.
Like they could be messages of individuality, and we could sell them to college students trying to figure out who they want to be.
Yes, and that will help if they have a nickname, but they're like, I need to change my nickname, because I'm not doing that same thing, I'm doing a different thing, so have a different name.
And you'll know, because someone will show you a flag that they've changed their personality, and you'll see a little flag.
And so you won't accidentally call someone Bandana Joe if that's not their thing anymore.
You'll say, what is that flag about? And he'll say, now I'm Escalator Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this sounds great.
I mean, mean, I don't know. Like I said, we should just continue to ideate and like think of different ideas. But yeah, of course, Spencer, it would be really fun to have a side hustle.
I'm so glad that you said we should think about it more, because my first business impulse was to go buy a bunch of flags and the mechanism to print words on them. But you're right. This should be a thing that we like think out a little bit
more.
Yeah,
like we can just like keep thinking about it.
We can just sip on these drinks and think about it. Oh, we don't even have to think about it now. Just keep it in like the back of your head.
Oh my gosh.
What?
This drink is incredible. It's wicked delicious, right? Oh, it's so freaking good.
You look pretty...
Do you want to try this?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get my straw.
Let me get my straw.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah, that's wicked delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you were right. That's what you would say.
Oh, my gosh. That's a great painkiller.
Hey, sorry. Do you mind if I,
Oh, this is Sergio.
Hey, I'm Sergio.
He, isn't smoking this, just in case you were worried because we're inside.
Yeah, what's that big that piece of construction paper rolled up? Yeah, it actually functions as a straw pretty good if I need it to.
Oh
yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, you mind if I take a little sip of that drink there?
Oh, I don't. Yeah, we have more of a rapport, me and Sergio, so go ahead, Sergio. Oh,
okay, yeah, sure.
Spencer, you know, do what you feel comfortable with.
You can drink my drink, strange man from outside. Yeah, absolutely. We're not drinking from the sides of drinks anymore. You brought a straw.
Right.
It can be fine. Oh, this is wicked great.
It's all wicked great, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
Do you know what actually what might be amazing? It's franchising this place.
Because of this one drink?
Just like, I wonder if Susan's ever thought about having more tiki chains.
Yeah, I mean, you would probably need a lot of capital to do that, but I bet that if you could find, like, a person who had the IP, i.e. Susan, who has, like, this great idea, then you would just need a sort of, like, mysterious weirdo with a ton of money, sort of bankroll the whole thing.
And I'm scanning the room, and I have landed on you, Sergio.
Hey, yay, how's it going?
Now, I couldn't help but notice that you're wearing a perfectly tailored suit, and I don't want to make...
But I've cut slits in all the parts of it.
Yeah, and I don't want to make any assumptions, but... By any chance, are you independently wealthy?
Extremely, yes.
I just, you know what? When you know, you know.
Are you familiar with Yahoo.com?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, this is amazing.
I was parked on that website, and then the developers wanted to buy it.
Sure.
And so they had to buy it for me.
Sure, smart.
And I charged them millions of dollars
for it. As you should, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
So just because I was, like, buying a bunch of website domains.
Sure.
I got crazy ones. I got a lot of them.
Great.
Anyway, why did you need me?
Oh, we just wanted you to kind of, well, I guess, hey, Susan. Uh-huh. Would you be interested in franchising?
We have our business idea is to franchise your chain.
Wow, that's pretty incredible, because, yeah, that's exactly what I wanted. That's why I named it Tiki Chain, in the hopes that one day it would be, like, you know, multiples of them.
Oh, my God, girl, you should do it. Sorry, I'm dripping wet. I was in the fountain outside.
Oh, phew, I thought maybe that rain had come back, and I thought that's
no,
going to be a shame for the patio.
It's as dry as a bone out there. I was just splish splash fountain time.
Hey, listen, I'm not 21, but is it okay if I come in for 1 second? Of course, sweetheart. It's during, when we're serving food and it's not after 8, it's actually an all-ages restaurant.
Yeah, you can get some buffalo wings
at
the
bar. Oh, my gosh, Susan, that is such a smart business model.
Susan,
yeah,
I'm
wiki
so
smart. That's why I was hoping this would be, I thought it would take off, because that's like the best of both worlds.
I've been looking for somewhere to park all of this Yahoo.com domain name money that I got, and Susan, I think this might be the perfect pair. I would love to see more bars like this all over the world, maybe some in the Midwest, maybe not just in the United States, like I said, maybe all over the world. Maybe we could put one in Philly, but then also one in Pittsburgh, but then also one in Cheltenham, but then also one in Steel Stacks,
yeah.
But also one in Bethlehem, all over Pennsylvania, from here, California.
Let's take this brilliant idea and these delicious drinks, and let's see how far we can take it. With all these ideas that we have thinking, we're gonna break it through, we're gonna make it. And we know somehow that this is just the beginning of wow. It's the Tiki Stone Expansion.
The Tiki Stone.
Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, I should mention.
The Keystone Expansion.
It's like the Keystone Pipeline, but in a totally different part of the world. Flowing delicious tiki drinks. Unless that is where the Keystone Pipeline is. For some reason it was on the West Coast, I think, but I actually don't know. Either way, this is the Tiki
Stone Expansion.
The Tiki Stone Expansion. I'll get all of my famous friends to come, like who own their mansions will come to the
Tiki Stone Expansion.
We'll be here all week.
I honestly like couldn't hear. I don't the Keystone Pipeline. I don't know where it is, but
me
it's,
neither.
Keystone. I think it just refers to like Pennsylvania was an integral state,
an integral part of the nation.
Yeah, Keystone is just that part of the arch.
Yes, I think you're right. I saw your brain being like, I don't know. I also like to do the thing where I bring up facts that I only have a vague understanding of what they are, and just sort of muddle through them on the backside. So no idea. But I know what we do love. Environmental conservation here on Off Book. Yeah. That's where we stand.
We
on
do
that.
Stand firmly on that. I don't know.
I don't know. We can't wade into it, but we think the environment's important and we should protect it.
Yes. Okay. Let's close out today's episode with maybe one or two more little mailbags, and then we'll say goodbye to Lounge January, and we'll say hello. Brand new day.
Yes, and brand new day, by the way, our first episode of the month, and our plan is for the first episode of every month will be our ongoing musical.
Right.
Where we do a musical and we pick up the story from next one. Someone actually asked a question about that. Can you talk for a second while I find it? But the question was basically about, oh, here it is. This question is from Laura. Thank you, Laura. What happens if you accidentally pick characters you hate for the ongoing musical? Do you think it will be the story of the same few people every week, or will we see many characters come and go? Side question, you ever rode a bus? Let me answer the second one first. Yeah, I rode a bus. Now, for the first one, here's a fun thing about improv in general. If you are ever, at any moment, doing something you hate, stop it.
Yeah.
And do something else.
Yeah, I think like we're excited to see that the story could go on going. Who knows if that means it's the same two characters or maybe it'll operate similar to like this where it'll sort of like slowly expand. We're just open to let the true improv of that take us where it needs to go.
Yeah, I think that when you stick with a character for long enough, you find something about them you love. I'm not worried about us starting off on the wrong foot. It'll start out however it starts off, and it'll grow into something that we hopefully really love and is really cool. We're excited about it. It's new and different and scary and exciting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let's get to some weirder questions. We did ask for FMKs and got a couple of would you rathers, which is very funny to me. So this one comes from Lex. Would you rather always have have batteries of the type and quantity that you need them, or be friends with a really cool dog?
I'm going to pick the dog one because I feel like nowadays I use less and less things with batteries.
Same. What are we talking about here? It's 2021, baby. Brand new day, brand new era.
Do you want to do one more?
Yes. This was a would you rather asked by Lindsay. Thank you, Lindsay. You have to live 5 years on the ocean floor or 5 years on the moon. Which would you choose?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Now, we have to keep in mind, I think that the assumption here is that the ocean floor is like deep ocean floor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dark, weird fish.
Okay.
Moon, also dark. No fish.
I think I'm going to pick, this is going to shock you. I think I'm going to pick moon.
That does shock me. For you specifically, it's weird.
Because I think a little bit, the claustrophobia of the weight of all that water on me would, I think, be a more powerful low hum of menace than the, like, I think eventually I would get used to being on the moon. And it seems a little more exciting to be on the moon.
I think I would be less claustrophobic on the ocean floor than on the moon.
Wow.
That, I think.
The pressure of, like, one little gasket goes and all of a sudden you're, like, flooded with water is kind of scary.
What do you think the moon is?
There's no water there?
No, there's nothing. If one little gasket goes on the moon, you're ripped into space.
Yeah, that's true. When James Cameron goes to boop, boop, boop at the Titanic with Paxton, if they were outside of that little ship, they'd be instantly crushed. There's no human suit that could, like, withstand that
I see
pressure.
What you're saying. The ambient pressure of space won't kill you the way the ambient pressure of the ocean will.
Now you got me.
Okay.
And I think that ambient pressure, that, like, constant pressure, would be more terrifying to live under because it's more of like a wolf at the door versus, like, if a wolf comes, you're dead. It's like, yeah, I get it. But is there a wolf at the door all the time? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like I could survive a wolf outside of my door.
But he's there always. He never goes away.
Yeah.
Well, you just like wolves more than me.
That's true. They're just wild dogs, aren't they?
Well, it's been a great time, and it's been a great time lounging with you, and I want to owl really quick, but let's owl a goodbye song, I think.
We'll owl a goodbye song, but thank you for sending us all your questions at mailpersonstacy@gmail.com. We'll continue to answer some as we go.
Yeah.
Sometimes it might sound scary. Oh, it might sound bleak to think about opening your front door and always having a wolf to meet. But what if that wolf was a cool dog and you could just be friends? Wouldn't you pick that?
Give them a big old wave if you see one going by on your morning jog. That's not a big scary predator, it's just a cool, shaggy, wild, cool dog. Giving Off Book Clubhouse a try.
You could be an extremely sleepy baby.
You could be a baby of infinite dreams.
But either way, keep your eye on the side for other a la carte things if you have the means.
Maybe we'll find out what the sound the wooden frog makes and then release that on a premium feed.
That might be something because we know you want it. Nay, you don't just want, you need.
But as we say at the end of every off-book, if you hear a howling in a scary bog,
you know it's just a
cool dog.